Hey, welcome to this podcast where the truth is released to inspire you to find your voice, bring out the gold within you, and help you reach your full potential to roar out loud in the world around you. I'm your host, Mary Shree, and I'm here to take you on a weekly journey of hope, inspiration, and empowerment. This podcast is where we believe in turning up the volume on life's practical tips, impart insightful wisdom, as well as share life stories of triumph, resilience, and passion. In each episode, we'll be diving deep into relevant topics in today's world, as well as into the incredible lives and stories of extraordinary everyday individuals like you and me who have been set free from the fears, lies, and have overcome great adversity and found their voice to release their roar. So whether you're tuning in during your morning drive, working out at the gym, getting ready for school, or cozying up with that good cup of coffee, get ready to amplify your life and ignite your courage. This is Roar Out Loud. Hey everyone, welcome back to this podcast. I am super excited that you're here with us today. And today I've got a great one for you. We're going to be talking about shifting our beliefs to create an empowering culture, not a discouraging one. You know, the truth is, you will always reproduce what is in you to the world around you. You know, what you carry inside will spill out onto those in your sphere of daily influence, like your workplace, your family, or your church people, or just wherever you are, even in the supermarket. You know, have you ever been in, if you're a filler, have you ever been in the supermarket or gone into a store and you're like, oh, what is, you know, why do I feel like this? Or you just get irritated all of a sudden. Yeah, probably because you're picking up on other people's things, because we do, we release what's inside of us everywhere that we go. So what do you release on a daily basis? Let me ask you again. What do you release on a daily basis? Are you empowering or are you discouraging? Empowering others first starts with your belief system. I'm going to say that again. Empowering others first starts with your belief system here, right in your head, your noggin. That's where it starts. Your belief system. You've got to ask yourself, how do I see myself? Do I see myself as always tired? Do I see myself as always being sick? Do I see myself as always being overworked? Do I see myself as always just being overran? Do I see myself as just never being enough? Do I see myself as just being dumb? And the list honestly could go on and on and on. Or you can switch that up and say, do I see myself as being confident? Do I see myself as being powerful? Do I see myself as being full of life? That is where empowerment comes from. So how do I see myself? That's so important. It's so important to ask yourself that question, because the reality is we can go through our day-to-day lives and we can have that negative kind of belief system in our minds. And we can really begin to release that to the atmosphere around us. So let me ask you this as well. How do you see the ones in your family? How do you see the ones that are around you on a day-to-day basis? How do you see your husband? How do you see your children? You know, what am I getting at? What lens in life do you look at people with? That's a real question. Because whatever your belief system is, those are the lenses that you're going to look at life with. So how do I see people on a daily basis? Our beliefs are the root system in how we treat others. If you constantly look at yourself in a negative light, always picking apart everything you do or picking apart the way you look. Come on, ladies. Some of you men out there too. Some of you men out there. Yes, I go to the gym and I can tell. And also some of us ladies. We're really good at doing that sometimes. We pick apart the way we look. My hips are too big. In Swahili, we say, my hips are too big. My nose is too big. My hands are ugly. They're getting wrinkly. My hair's too dry. My legs are too fat. My stomach hangs too much. You know, or I'm too skinny. I don't have enough muscle or this or that. Like, we pick ourselves apart on a daily basis. We pick apart the way that we look. And if you're doing that, that's how you will be with others in your sphere of influence. You know, many people live in the doom and gloom belief realm. Or sometimes I like to call it the Eeyore way of thinking. You know, Pooh Bear and Eeyore, and he's always like, woe is me. This day is terrible. I mean, it's like, you need some joy, Eeyore. Seriously, some of you, that's the way it is. Hey, come on, come on. You need some joy. So what's the use? That's Eeyore's way of thinking. What's the use? I'm always going to be too fat. I'm always going to be behind. Or my behind is always going to be really big. I mean, you name it. You can say it. I'm never going to get ahead. I'm never this. I'm never that. I'm this. I'm that. I'm that. The truth is your eyes are too self-centered, self-focused, it's focusing inward, and your belief system is so full of just negative thinking. We can't create an empowering culture in us and around us if we don't lean into personal transformation. Romans 12:2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's so important to lean into the truth of who you are through the washing of the Word of God, through allowing Him to really begin to wash over your heart, wash over your mind in the way you see yourself and the way you see other people. So let's start with love. Sometimes we don't know how to empower others around us because we don't even fully love ourselves. Maybe some of you listening today even feel unlovable. I felt that when I was preparing this podcast, that some of you out there literally feel unlovable. Or maybe it's because of the way that you were raised. Maybe it's the words that were spoken over you when you were a child. The truth is, you are loved. Friend, let me say that again. The truth is, you are loved. 1 John 4:19, it says, we love because He first loved us. So you may say, prove that I'm really loved. Mary, how do I know? How do I know that I'm really loved? Because I don't feel it. I don't feel loved at all. And I don't feel like I love others. Well, let me tell you, John 15:13 in the Bible, it says, greater love has no one than this, that one laid down his life for his friends. Jesus Christ laid down his life. Literally, God the Father gave his Son into this earth, and he was crucified for us. He laid down his life. That was the greatest sacrifice and the greatest act of love that the world will ever know. Friend, you are loved. Jeremiah 31:3, it says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness. He is drawing you on a daily basis. His love is beckoning your heart to His. Everlasting. What does that mean? It means there is no end to His love. Let me say that again. There is no end whatsoever to His love. Our belief systems about ourselves affects everything. It affects everything in our life. It affects what we release literally over our children. If we don't learn how to love ourselves, we're going to release negative things over our children. We're going to release negative things into our marriage. We're going to release negative things into our friendships. And we're going to release negative things into our workplaces and every place that we go. Our belief systems literally affect the way that we're either accepted or rejected in society, or the way you're accepted or rejected in your workplace, or wherever you're at. If you have negative beliefs, you most likely are a very discouraging person. And, you know, let's just laugh at that. Let's just laugh at that. If you say, I am a discouraging person, let's laugh at that, because that's not the truth. That's not the truth. That may be something you have learned to become, but the truth is who God says you are. And you most likely, you know, when you have that type of discouraging, negative bent and personality, because usually the way we were raised and different things like that, you have a lot of times a victim mentality. And I know this because I used to be there. I used to totally have a victim mentality, and I used to have a very negative kind of personas, especially in my teenage years. It was like a dark cloud would like hover over me many times. And so I understand that so real. The other thing is, you most likely, when you have a type of negative or discouraging personality and a wrong belief system, you most likely push people away without even realizing it. You know, sometimes you go, I can't make friends. I'm not good at making friends. Or you have frustrations in your workplace. Well, friend, it might be because your belief system is not great. And you're pushing people away subconsciously without even realizing it. If you constantly have doom and gloom following you around, you need to check your heart and you got to check your belief system. You know, I love people and I have time for people. However, if you're a person that's constantly doom and gloom and you're constantly just like releasing negative stuff, if you're wasting my time, I call sometimes those people time wasters because they are. And if you're wasting my time by always being negative and not willing to work on yourself, then we're going to have to reevaluate our relationship. I'm going to have to reevaluate my relationship with you. If you have people like that in your life, you need to reevaluate your relationship with them. Who are you to them? Are you lifting them up? Are you bringing them down? Or are they bringing you down? You know, I'm a life coach and I have also done years of counseling people both in the church and outside of the church. And many times people that don't even know me, they'll just spill their guts out to me. They'll talk about their problems. And that even if they don't know what I've done or what I do as far as counseling or coaching, like they just automatically will start talking about their problems. And sometimes I walk away and I go, wow, that was an amazing conversation. That person has so much potential. They've got room to grow. They really are going after those things in their heart and in their minds. And sometimes I walk away and I go, wow, that was a lot of word vomit. And I literally feel like I need to like wash it off. And a lot of times that's because I can tell those people are just so negative and not even willing to create change. Not even willing to go after the wrong belief systems in their own life. The truth is, I'm not willing to help you more than you're willing to help yourself. And you should be that way with other people. You shouldn't be willing to help them more than they're willing to help themselves. I so have time for people, even if they're negative and they walk in discouragement, if they're going, hey, I know that I need to change. And that's important to be able to keep your love on and to be able to meet people where they're at. But if people just are not willing to help themselves, then you need to shake the dust off your feet and you got to move on. Word vomit and people not willing to help themselves. This is what I'm talking about when it comes to discouraging and not empowering. What are you leaving, friend, in your wake? When you meet with people, when you sit and have coffee with people, or when you meet up with people in the gym or at the grocery store or just meet someone in church or whatever, what are you leaving in your wake? What are you leaving behind you? What taste do they have in their mouth of you if they meet you for the first time? Those are real questions to ask yourself. Your words and what you carry inside can create a discouraging atmosphere to those around you, all because of a negative belief system. If you have a hard time making friends or keeping friends, then like I said, you need to check your belief system. If you have a hard time staying in a church and you hop from church to church to church to church and you find yourself always picking things apart and you find yourself always finding fault with something in the different churches, then you need to check your belief system. I want to tell you a story. When I was in my third year mentoring program and I was under a mentor, one of our assignments was to go to a church, a local church in our area that we were not a part of at all, that we've never stepped foot in. And we were to go to that church, even if we didn't fully believe like them, we were to go to that church and sit in one of the services and see where the Holy Spirit was landing. Because the truth is, you know, God created some to be the neck, the arm, the legs, the eyes. No church is the same. No two people are the same. So you've got to ask yourself, where is the Holy Spirit landing? Even if people are not like us, where's the Holy Spirit landing? So you can walk into a church like I did, and your belief could be, these people are not good. You could judge them right away. These people are not wonderful. They don't fully believe like us. Maybe they raise their hands too much, or maybe they speak in tongues too much, or maybe they don't raise their hands. Maybe they don't speak in tongues. Maybe they only sing out of a hymnal. The truth is, you can find Jesus if they believe in Jesus. You can find where is the Holy Spirit landing. And you can choose to step into that place and be an empowering person, or you can step into that place and be a very judgmental person and a person that is discouraging and releases negativity. Empowerment looks like believing in others. It looks like believing in yourself. It looks like honoring and respecting others, even if they are not like you. Let me say that again. Empowerment looks like believing in yourself and believing in the others. It looks like honoring and respecting others, even if they're not like you. When you look through the lenses of Jesus, you see yourself and you see others the way he sees you and the way that he sees them. Empowerment looks like not beating yourself up when you make a mistake. It looks like not coming down hard on your children when they make a mistake, and instead asking them, how could you have done that thing different? Or how could they have said that different? To empower others is to also release hope. Hope is one of the most empowering components of life right now, especially over the last 4 years since the whole world went upside down. The world needs hope. Hope believes that the future will be better than the present, and we have the power to help make that a reality. You have heard me say this in the past before, and I'm going to say it again. You have permission to be hopeless about anything that God is hopeless about. So does God look down at your situation, or does he look down at this world and he says, oh my goodness, I have no hope for America. Oh my goodness, I have no hope for this world. Oh my goodness, I have no hope for this person's situation. Does he say that? No, he doesn't. He doesn't. The answer is no. Romans 15:13 says, now may the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit empowers you. He will fill you with all joy and peace as you abound in hope. The word abound in Greek, it means wealthy or many kinds of riches. I was really like blown away when I researched that. It literally means wealthy or many kinds of riches. When you think of being wealthy or having many kinds of riches, it basically is having more than enough, having a great abundance of something. When you abound in hope, it's the opposite of discouragement. In hope, you have more than enough. You step into true empowerment and you change the culture. You change the culture around you. You change the culture in your workplace. You change the culture in your church. You change the culture wherever you go. You change the culture in your family. You change the culture with your children. You change the culture in your marriage. When you have hope, change can't help but happen. Hope changes the atmosphere around you and brings transformation. If your heart is full of love, where you are abiding in God, you're resting in him, you're sitting in his peace, where you're full of his love, God is love, and he alone is your resting place, then you reproduce an empowering culture of love, honor, and respect in the environment around you. So friend, I want to challenge you to go after your belief systems, to go after what is in your mind and in your heart, to create an empowering culture around you. Hey, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of the Roar Out Loud podcast. If you want to learn more about us, we are super easy to find on all social media platforms under the tag Roaring Hope INT. I'm going to say that again. We're under the tag Roaring Hope INT. Hey, don't forget it.
As we are growing, check out our platforms. Our goal is to offer plenty of resources for you to get inspired and to release your roar. We love hearing from our listeners. So if you have any burning questions you want us to answer here on this podcast or topics you would love to hear discussed, write into us at roaringhope@gmail.com. Likewise, if you're interested in booking me as a speaker for your event or church event, you can contact us as well at roaringhope@gmail.com. So I've shared on this podcast that I'm a life coach and a licensed minister who has over 20 years of experience in ministry, both domestically and internationally. And I've walked many people through many things. So if you are looking to receive greater breakthrough in your life and want someone to journey with you, I would love to help. If you want more information on the packages that I offer, please don't hesitate to reach out at roaringhopecoach@gmail.com. I'm going to say that again, roaringhopecoach@gmail.com. Hey, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this podcast, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends and family. Always remember, your voice matters, your dreams are worth pursuing, and you, my friend, have the power to roar out loud.